Hi and welcome back to the Matrix Moments podcast. This is Saloni and we're back with Avneesh Bajaj, Founder, Managing Director, Matrix Partners India. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about living in the middle of the funnel. So Avneesh, I've heard of TOFU, which is top of the funnel and bottom of the funnel. But what is the significance behind MOFU?
It's just a good word. It sounds interesting. No, so thank you, Saloni. Thank you for having me back. A while ago, I think it was post-business school, I was attending a business seminar and the speaker said something which today I think is obvious, but it was very interesting at the time, which was, in any business, the top line is vanity, the bottom line is sanity, and the cash flows are reality. Essentially, if you're running a business and you have the top line and you have the bottom line, it's all looking good, and you don't have cash flows coming out of the business, then your business is not going to survive. That's really the reality. This is somewhat in the similar vein. So in any business, there is typically a conversion funnel. The conversion funnel starts at the top, which is the TOFU, the top of the funnel. And honestly, I think there's a lot written about it. There's a lot that people understand about it. And this would be typically marketing techniques. How do you get more traffic, more visitors to your website, so on and so forth, or app. And then a lot is often understood, maybe not written about, but understood about the bottom of the funnel. That's where your ultimate outcomes are, whatever you are trying to do. I think it's interesting, and it's been something that I've been thinking about over the more recent past, that not often do we talk about the middle of the funnel, the MOFU, tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
And in my view, what distinguishes the MOFU from the TOFU, and we'll not talk about the bottom right now because that's the ultimate outcome, is that often the top of the funnel can be bought. In my view, the biggest difference about the middle of the funnel is that it cannot be bought. And we'll talk about specific examples as we go along. But truly, I think the middle of the funnel is where the rubber hits the road and you realize whether you're adding real value to your customers, whoever they might be. And that, to me, is where real success versus failure of businesses is determined, which is why I think it's worth having a quick chat about.
Right. So can you share some examples with us of the various companies that you've worked with and you've observed this middle of the funnel phenomenon in?
Yeah, so I think beyond companies, I think it would be interesting to talk about sectors.
Okay.
So let's talk about social media, or, there are a lot of these chat apps, and or even if you look at Instagram and Facebook. The top of the funnel metrics are again well understood. They are your DAUs, which is your daily active uniques, your MAUs, which is your monthly active uniques, the WAUs. And often people look at various versions of how you go get beyond that in terms of customer value prop. So for example, you start talking about engagement or you talk about retention. So retention are metrics like D30, D90, and we won't get into details of that. But essentially, you could push a lot of marketing out and ramp up your DAUs, ramp up your MAUs. But the minute you start going deeper into those metrics, you will start realizing whether you're adding real value or not. So, if, for example, if most of your customers are churning out, then your retention metrics will be lower. However, for me, the real MOFU of social media is actually MOTS. Minutes of time spent. And again, I go back to, you can choose by using various notifications, by using all kinds of engagement tactics to try to retain your users. But ultimately, you can't make them watch.
Right.
And this is like, we often say you take the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. So in India versus, let's say, in China, my view, for example, just speaking specifically to this sector, if new media is going to replace old media, I don't know how much television you watch, but I guess if we ask a lay person, they'll probably be watching 2-3 hours.
Right.
In new media, people get excited about 10 minutes of time spent, 20 minutes of time spent. If this is really going to replace old media, we should be talking about hours of time spent. And actually in China, some of these products are talking about 80, 100, 200 minutes of time spent, the ones that are really successful. So to me, the MOFU for new media is MOTS. Let's look at e-commerce. Fortunately, we have moved beyond this, but for the longest period of time, GMV, gross merchandise volume, used to be what everybody used to be talking about. Mine is bigger than yours. I have more GMV than you do. And one of the investors I really respect, he told us in one of the meetings, why are we measuring something which never flows through your cash flow statement? The reality is, after GMV comes returns, then comes discounts, so on and so forth. So now in my view, as you start going down the funnel for e-commerce, the things you need to start thinking about are things like contribution margins, cohorts, how much of repeat is coming. And really the ultimate, especially in a sector like e-commerce, where discounts rule, if you give something away, you will have a lot of repeat customers. If you're continuing to give something away, they'll keep coming back because they're still getting it for free. So what I try to look for is non-discounted cohorts. So if you're really adding value to a customer, they will come back and they will buy without discounts, right? So that's an example. Now I can give you a number of different ways of looking at it, but I think the larger point is, instead of going all the way to the bottom line, looking at EBITDA, looking at losses, looking at all of those things which are the bottom of the funnel versus again the NMV and the GMV and stuff like that, I think the difference here is we're talking again in the middle, where it's the contribution margin. How much discounts are you giving? How many of your users are coming back without discounts? How does that translate into LTV to CAC, which is lifetime value to customer acquisition cost? So I think that's an example in the e-commerce sector. And just very quickly taking the last example from, for example, fintech, loans disbursed. People, I have often heard fintech companies say, our approval rates are 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Our loans disbursed are X hundreds of crores a month, right? It's very scary. This is a risk business. And the faster you, if you are approving very fast and you have no loan defaults, I would say, okay, maybe you're onto something. But again, that's the top of the funnel versus the middle of the funnel. So the vanity metrics of saying I'm approving very fast, I'm, you know, pushing out so many loans, without the sanity metrics and without the middle of the funnel, saying what are my default rates? Am I really, do I have leading indicators that the customers that I'm approving are actually good customers? What is the correlation with default rates? I think those are very critical, and that would be an example of the middle of the funnel. From a sector like financial services.
And what would be your one piece of advice to founders who are actually living in this part of the funnel?
So I think not enough is thought about by founders about the, in my view, one of my colleagues in venture capital says this very well, that you have to really earn your way to a lot of these metrics. You can't buy your way to these metrics, right? So I would say, now, not to generalize, but as a median, I think the emphasis on real customer satisfaction, really figuring out whether you're providing real value to your customers, is still, I would say, a little bit lagging in our country more than others. When I look at, and maybe it's a function of just a stage of the evolution, but things like net promoter scores. So net promoter score versus CSAT, which is customer satisfaction score, is sometimes not understood very well by entrepreneurs. So CSAT is a measure of your satisfaction. NPS is a measure of virality. These are two different things. So I think I often tell people that if you have a customer delight officer or a customer delight function, you will never need a customer satisfaction function because it's one step lower.
Right.
So I think if you look at Amazon, which is today is the most valuable company out there, or maybe close to it, they have been built on this tenet of customer obsession. So I think truly, if you had that customer obsession, then you would worry less about the top of the funnel, how many people are walking in all the time versus how many people are you engaged with and how many people are you delighting. And I think that's my one big piece of advice to founders. I think the ultimate test of that is I would love for companies to go through periods, maybe 2-3 month periods, not long periods, just switch off marketing. And if you have a real business, your business should continue to grow without marketing. And I advise some of the founders I work with that marketing is a great tool to multiply product market fit. Marketing is a great tool to multiply traction. But marketing should not be the tool to get traction. True product market fit, true value proposition to the customers should be the way to get traction. And once you have that, then marketing is just throwing fuel on the fire. But it should not be starting the fire.
Got it. Interesting. Thanks, Avnish. Thank you for listening. And you can find the transcribed version of this podcast on matrixpartners.in. You can also follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more updates.